Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Had to get that out of my system. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Black Reporter.
We in the house. We in the his house. We in the house.
Yes, we had to get that out of our system real quick. I dare you, Blog Talk Radio. I dare somebody flag my show and get me deleted. Haters, man. Haters. Anyway, we're back at it. Fresh and renewed, no longer the erection section, and no longer crush grooves. It's just one big title, Fun Fantasy Radio.
Which it probably should have been from the very beginning, actually.
That's what it was from the very beginning, actually.
Okay.
But I just wanted to separate the two, I guess, say formats in a way.
Okay. Crush, let's do this for the proper way. Do this the proper way, dear.
Do what?
Good evening, Mr. Crush.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
Okay.
No, that don't count, Stop
What's up, babe?
What's up? OMG, I tell you, I'm at it like a crack addict. My eyes have been glued to the screen. I've been trying to get the website together. I've been trying to, I had to redo everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. I had to redo everything, people. I got deleted yesterday, which was Wednesday. We had a show Tuesday, right? Well, it was an awesome show. So I guess we're going to have to redo that whole topic. We're going to have to redo that whole thing over again. We had an awesome show Tuesday. Everybody came through. It was talking, blah, blah, blah. We wake up the next day. Wednesday, we shut down. That's it. Wednesday morning, we gone. That's it. Wednesday night.
You think it was because we played Bill?
I don't know, but I bet you Bill will be on next week, too. The video's up there and everything. I ain't trying to hear that. The video's up there and everything. So, Bill is going down. Bill will be in the building next Tuesday, right? That's what we said?
Yep.
Next Tuesday, Phone Fantasy Radio, Peggy Scott Adams. Bill is the topic. If you don't know, need to check out that video. Check out us on Facebook, on the Crush Hearts. And I will post the video from YouTube up on my Facebook. And that is the topic for next week. But let's get into tonight's topic because we worked so hard to get here and made sure that we did. And you know what? Thank you to Miss Juicy. I have to say this real quick. Let me just sidebar. Okay, thank you to Miss Juicy. The only reason that there is a show tonight, rather, is Miss Juicy sent me an email. Miss Juicy, thank you so much. She was at work, and I'm telling everybody the show is down. Bye, bye, bye. It's over. Before she left or she got home, she sent me a She said, I'm emailing you from work. She said, I just got the news. She's sorry to hear about the show. And she was impressed with the show. She's been telling everyone about it and how much fun it must be to host the show and everything. And she said, you know, I sound disappointed. She understand why. She's not really sure what to say, but she wanted to know. She wanted me to know that she was here for me. She was there. She was supporting us. And she really liked the content of the show. It was very interactive and engaging. And she really like being able to chat live. So she's like hoping another venue comes open, whatever. In the meantime, she wants me to keep in touch, and she would love to chat with me. So thank you,
Miss Juicy. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, because, you know, I'd be like, listen, ain't nobody listening. But, you know, she definitely took the moment,
yeah.
you know, from my busy life.
People do listen.
Yeah, people do listen. So That was, you know, thank you to Mimi for giving me a call. Thank you for everybody who's joined us. Lady J in the building. And we also have our favorite princess, Miss FAA.
Princess is over there hot.
Princess, are you on? Okay, who's on 803?
That's Princess, but she's probably waiting for my phone.
Okay. Well. All right, Miss Lady J, that's you?
That's me. That'd be me.
Hey.
Hi.
In the 443. Good evening, Lady J.
Good evening, and how are you today?
I'm good, my dear. I'm good.
And I'm glad the show's still up.
803, I don't know if Princess is there. If you're there, Princess, you are unmuted, so you can speak. I don't know what she did, what happened to her. But Lady J, you see we got a new call-in number. We got, you know, our show is awesome on Tuesday. They're hating, so we're going to have to do that show all
over. Yes, yes it was.
We're going to do that show all over again. It just isn't right, but we are going to do Bill next Tuesday.
Can I ask y'all a question real quick? Was Tuesday, did Tuesday happen to be one of our best shows?
Yes, why? Yes, that's exactly why they did it. Yeah, they didn't like that.
Of course,
they like when they see nobody in my chat room. You know, they like when my.
And
chat
I do promote the show. Everybody I know, I tell them, I give. And today I didn't have a chance to give them the new number because I didn't get the new number until late.
I'm just glad that we was able just to make it. But for those who don't know and are listening to the sound of our voice, reprogram our number, 347-989-0767. This number may sound familiar to some people because it was an old show that we did. But it's my show now, 347-989-0767. Remember, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Tonight's topic. What are the top five qualities you look for in a long-term relationship and the top five qualities in a sex-only relationship? And definitely have to thank Miss Lady J for presenting that topic for us, this good old topic right here. I heard a lot of people were stuck, though. So, Miss Lady J, since this is your forte, what was your top five for the long-term relationship?
In a long-term relationship, okay. Of course, respect.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody knows that one. Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding. And what I mean understanding is know what to expect from each other. So it's something you got to talk about. Because sometimes, you know, you want to be by yourself. It doesn't mean that you don't love that person any less. It just means you want to be by yourself. So, you know, a celebrity has her own, even though she's married, she has her own bedroom. And they have the joint bedroom. So, you know, when she want to be by herself and, you know, she can be by herself. But they had talked about it. He didn't believe it would be like that. So, but it is, and they've been married over 20-something years now. And this is a singing celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Faith to know no matter what, you got each other's back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in public, okay, you my man, so... Even if you wrong and I know you did wrong, I got your back. No, my man is right. I mean, he's definitely right. I know he's right. In public, that's one thing. But behind closed doors, baby, you know that was wrong. You was dead wrong. Got me out there looking like a fool just for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's both ways.
Right.
And I think the number five thing is time. Because you put in time at work, you get paid for it. You put in time with your friends. So, you know, you can go kick it with your friends. So you put in that one-on-one time in your relationship. And, I mean, you got to work on that, too. So So that's my top five must-haves in a good long-term relationship. Everything else can spring from that.
I'm going to have to remember that.
Okay. Want me to repeat it so you can write it down?
Yeah, we're gonna have to have you repeat over. Okay, so tonight's topic, what are the top five qualities to look for in a long-term and a sexually relationship? You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. Press the 1. We'll know you want to get on air. Once again, that number is 347-989-0767. And I think this number is easier to remember. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Our new number is easier to remember. I don't know. We'll see. So I'm going to go ahead and tell Princess. We can't hear her. That's why we can't hear her. She on Facebook, chatting on Facebook. Get on Facebook,
oh.
Princess.
No wonder.
Hey, Dave-O. Welcome to the show. Welcome to my brand new show.
Yay.
Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hearts. Brand new show. Princess, that's you hanging? Okay, I thought that was Princess hanging. Sun752, Davo, thank you all for tuning in. All right, so let me answer my top five. I have a top five. But mine is going to go with the sex only relationship. Top five. My top five is one, size matters.
Size matters, huh?
If you're going to be my sex only, yes, that do matters. If you're going to be my sex only, yes, that do matter. There's no exceptions. It got to be good for me, okay?
Okay.
Marital status of single, I put that down for both. I'm going to say for both. I put that down. Marital status or single, preferred. What else? Convenience. You have to be convenient for me. You have to be available when I need you. So your availability, I must be able to call you and say, Pookie, I need it. And you must be at my door within.
At the drop of the hat.
Exactly. Like, I got you when I'm off work. Or I got you. I'm hanging out with the boys. I'll be there afterwards. So, honesty, let's keep it real. If you got a girl, fine, sure. If you got a man, listen, if you got an STD, please be upfront about it.
Honesty
should have been number one, but honesty under both things. But just be real with me. Give me the option. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that away from me. I mean, I'm not asking much from you, but that right there is all I ask of you. So give me the option. Give me that choice. Don't take that. You know, I don't want your hand in marriage. I don't want to have your children. I don't even want you to pay a bill. But you know, that would help. That's
at least not yet.
Huh?
At least not yet.
Mhm. And lastly, freakiness. Listen, I'm a freaky person, but only in spirit. Freaky person in spirit. So whoever's going to be my sex only, I prefer him to be not extremely freaky, because I don't want to see him get fucked by another man, but a tad bit above the average freaky. You know, where
now there's some women out there who are hunting for bisexual men.
Yeah, but this is not them. I'm not them.
No,
this is for me.
No.
Okay.
We're talking
five.
About our top five.
Exactly. This is my top five. you know what, Dave-O, just humor us, and if you was, and you, I'm sure you've thought about this, if you was, and that was the case, tell us what it is. It don't have to be sex only, it could be long-term, friends only, whatever. What are your top five qualities? Please share that with us right here in the chat room. Hey, Princess SAA, why we can't hear you? What's going on? She's in the chat room.
Is she still on mute?
No, I unmuted her.
No, she's in the chat room.
Yeah, I unmuted her. She's in the chat room, too. She's online. Okay, but, yeah, so those are my top five. Size, single, availability, honest, and freakiness.
Okay.
But sex only. That's for my sex only relationship. I don't know. I haven't done the other relationship. So what's your top five, Black Reporter?
Okay, my top five, and you may come off and say that I wasn't original and that I'm trying to find the easy way out, but when you sit down, and let me finish. When you sit down and think about it, these qualities have to be in both top fives. And my top threes are the same in both of them. And I'm going to just read off the top. Honesty,
mm-hmm.
openness, compatibility.
Okay.
They got to be in each.
Honesty,
in both
openness, compatibility.
And compatibility.
And what?
Okay. Well, that's my top three in both of them. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
In just a long-term relationship, not shy to express her feelings,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have no problem with a woman telling me exactly how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, at least also give me the chance to respond, but you can tell me, you know, how you feel about anything you want. And number five, absolutely, this number five is an absolute intelligence. You know, I want somebody with a brain. The bottom two in the sexual part, those are personal. Number four is very good oral talents because at the same time, I know I'm bringing that to the table and hopefully she has the same talents. And number five is the fact that she's very vocal.
Okay. All right. So we have some young folks in the chat room. And
Oh my God! No comment.
Not yet. and one of the young men in here, Dave. Motherfucking oh, I believe that's what that is answering our question. And he said he couldn't answer the question because he don't do those types of relationships. And that's when I said, well, if you was...
Hello?
He said, well, if I was, hey...
Wait a minute. Is this who I think it is?
Hi, Princess.
Hey, Crush.
That's
hey,
Princess. Well, you were chatting on Facebook ahead of us.
No, I
kept getting calls. People, you know, that I don't want to talk to.
Oh. Oh,
right,
okay.
So let me, because y'all are so rude, Black Reporter.
Sorry.
Dave MFO said this. If he was one of those relationships, his number one is she must be a big, beautiful woman. Woohoo!
Hey, hello.
Number two, she must be able to squirt. Oh, I got a water gun.
Ooh. Hello.
Number three, no STDs. Number four, she must be able to kiss while sexing. When it's deep in my, how do I? Okay. Number five, no counterfeitness. That's what you put, no counterfeitness. So, exactly, huh? So, Dave-O, if you got a chance, give us a call, 347-989-0767. I got to look at the number now.
Maybe it's don't be fake. I don't know.
That's his thing. Well, let us know, Dave MFO. Let us know. 347-989-0767. Princess.
Yes, sweetie.
Princess, our top five, your top five in a long-term / or sex-only relationship, what are your top five qualities for one or the other?
Far as sex goes?
As far as a sex-only relationship, yeah.
Number one, got to make sure they both, you know, both people in question, you know, get that orgasm in. Second, you know, 50-50 far as pleasing. You know, third, you know, put work in. Don't, you know, especially don't just lay there and just let one person do all the work, you know.
Thank you.
Both should work. That's my third. And fourth, be creative. Be open to new ideas, you know, trying new things. You know, and fifth, you know, enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, make it last forever. If you can.
Okay.
More power to you, girl. More power to you.
Get you some rooster pills.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Some ginseng, triola, all the home remedies. Mm-mm-mm. All right, folks. That is the top five from everyone. So far, we have more coming up. We have the other side of the question, long term, and for Lady J, it will be her sex only. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you are listening to the sound of my voice and you would like to share your top five, please do. Give us a call at 347-989-0767. Please be advised, this is our new number, so if you can, please save it to your phone, your emails, or, you know, all that good stuff. The website should be up and running, I'm going to say, by the end of next week. By this time next week, Soul Fantasy Radio should be back on the web, the .com. Unfortunately, it has deleted. Because of Ning, whatever. So I'm basically redesigning it from scratch. And I'm just trying to put all the information onto one website so you don't have to go all over the place to find me. But everything will be on one website. For now, that's where we at for now. For right now, that's where we at. So you can tune in to us on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. This Tuesday coming, we are going to be talking about Bill. So that's Tuesday, June 15th. The conversation will be Bill. We'll elaborate more on that. 704, that's Mr. Dave to the O.
What up, bruh?
Hey, Dave.
Nice to have another male voice in the house.
You're the only voice we need, Black Reporter.
Oh, please.
Well, I called to clarify no counterfeitness.
Okay.
No counterfeitness, which what I say in Huntersville, it means no being fake, like no
mm-hmm.
being real, you know.
Yeah.
That's clear
yeah.
to me. I bet that's
a new
phrase.
That's
just being honest, then. You wanted to be honest. Honesty is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a track about it, so.
You made a what about it?
I made a track about it, so.
Okay.
That's a new phrase.
So
I like that.
And so you don't do sex only relationships?
No, I don't do that.
You do long term relationships only.
Nah, yeah, long-term relationship only. And since I ain't found nobody who down with that, then I say screw it.
Yeah, you say screw them?
Be by myself.
Be by yourself. Aww. You are not alone. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Don't do
it. No, please, Crush, please. I love you, but please, don't be hating.
I'm not hating. I just, right now, nah.
No.
But yeah, that's what no counterfeitness is in my terminology. People don't seem to understand, like, where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be like everybody else. Like, they say keep it 100, keep it real. Nah, I don't say that. I make up my own terminology, and then I explain what makes it simple for you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. You in North Kakalaki?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You know, sit down and turn your hat right. Oh, man.
Shut up.
Oh, man, if you sit down, put your pants up, old man. Pants on the ground,
My dear, I'm the reporter. Remember that? I'm the one with the questions.
Put
you mean?
Pants on the ground. Your pants on the ground. Fuck around.
Your
pants on the ground.
You had to go there, didn't you? That's low. No, she's talking about me.
Okay, he likes long-term sex-only relationships. Holler. Okay,
no,
fun. Okay,
I don't do
fun.
That either.
No, I'm talking about fun. Fun 752. He likes long-term sex-only relationships. Only fun had to come.
Ooh, combination.
Well, you know, I got someone to try to rearrange our topic. You know what, son? What's your top five for your long-term sex-only relationships?
Okay.
If you know, Black reported his pants on the ground. Thank you, Dave-O, for calling.
Appreciate it, bro.
Oh,
we appreciate
you.
Give
me out now.
No. I'm just saying thank you for calling. I'm giving you props. Ain't that what a host is supposed to do? Give you props.
You ain't got no going nowhere.
You ain't got to go nowhere at all. If you don't want to go, you want to stay here with us, you can stay here with us. You can roll with the crew.
I'm going to say big
just,
cookie, y'all. That's what I'm going
to. Just pick your pants up off the ground. I'm really thinking of Black Reporter in that whole situation. Pants.
You're wrong, though. And listen to a jingle back there.
Exactly.
Listen to a jingle back
why,
there.
I don't know why, but I'm just thinking of pants on the ground. I just keep seeing your face. You standing next to him, and y'all kidding, playing it for real. Because you dark, he light, you know, like, oh, you light skin, he dark skin. Y'all straight kidding, playing it right now. Pants on the ground.
Shut up. Dave, how old are you?
Y'all doing the shoulder thing and everything.
Dave, how old are you?
I'm 21.
L.
Oh, okay.
Go 21. L.
There we go.
Princess FAA.
What's up, sweetie?
No one night stands.
Mm-mm.
Why?
No,
why gotta be a one
no.
night stand?
I just don't believe in just the beneficial relationship, especially when it comes to just being about sex.
Think of him as a dildo. Hey,
yeah.
Angel.
I don't night stands.
No, I don't have anything against people that do it though, but I just don't.
And if you're a dude, you ain't gonna get this woman, that woman to do a one night stand. Don't even try. If you see her in the club, don't go
oh,
there.
I don't even do clubs. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's funny, I don't do clubs there.
Me neither, but what that means?
Well, but the thing is, in the day, you used to find somebody in the club, and the old saying was, actually this was a country saying, that the ladies all got prettier at closing time. And and you homeboy know what I mean. And the situation was the fact that you always wanted to go home with somebody, but that don't always look that way, especially in this day and age. That was years ago. So
yeah, try to do that now in North Carolina, you'll get shot.
Exactly, by the woman. By the woman.
I'd be better. The man that portrayed he's not his man or whatever, and she go up to the club, actually she sang, and then her man come out from the sidelines, don't even know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's Black Reporter with his pants on the ground.
Will you please?
Crush, I'm going to be thinking about this song for the rest
of
the week.
I can't stop thinking about it. And you know he dipped down and displayed everything, man. So every time I think of it, that's when I'm thinking of Black Reporter really sitting up there doing a little shoulder move. The little shrug, the little old man shrug. Hands on the ground, hands on the ground. All right, people.
You're wrong, girl. You're wrong.
You're listening to the brand new Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your favorite BBW flirt, Mr. Crush Hearts. And the caller number.
Black reporter.
4798. Shut up. 347-989-0787. Why you always got to put your 2 cents in? Not about you.
Well.
The song is about you, don't you? No.
What did I come to?
I know. I know, right? This is, cause this is no longer the erection section. We just saying, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all, race.
I calmed down for 3 seconds. Comeback people is all crazy.
Fuck his damn erection, no?
Who's in the chat room?
Sun757, I mean, 2 is about to leave us. Well, he left us. I don't care.
I'm there, but I'm not there.
You there, but you're not there. Blessing,
I'm there, but I'm not chatting
to you. Angel. Blessed angel in there. How you doing, blessed? Blessed, our question, our topic for tonight is, what are your top 5 qualities in a long-term relationship, and what are your top 5 qualities in a sex-only relationship? So far, we've done all sex-onlys and one long-term. Now we're going to go around and do the long-term. But you can definitely share your top 5 qualities right here in the chat room, and I'll read it off for you if you like. Or you can give us a call, 347-989-0767. Watch out, don't trip on Black Reporter's pants on the ground.
Oh.
All right.
Huh? I'm not going to live it down.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the
pants? I was just saying.
Pants on the ground. Okay. They say he's coming out with an album. They say he was coming out with an album. I wonder if he really is. Look, man, he's
now,
older than you, Black Reporter. You like to compare to him.
Look, I put you this way. If William Hung can come out with an album, so can you. Am I lying?
That's right. You don't do sex only. It's a waste of time.
He took it.
It really can be. It really is. But that's all I have in my hands. Free time. So come give it to me and leave. I don't want you sticking around. I want that casual intimacy. Yes, that is a terminology. It was actually an article I read.
Casual intimacy?
Yes, casual intimacy. I want to say this. I'm coming up with a raffle. A raffle's coming up on our show. Since this is a brand new show, we're going to try a brand new thing. So we're going to have a raffle coming up soon, very soon, next week, the launch of our new website. You know, we'll reveal the details and stuff like that. So next week, give me the end of next week, and the raffle begins. 443-449. You are on the air. 443-449. No? Yes? Somebody there? Okay. Caller. 443-449. No? Yes? Maybe? All right. Okay. So let's go around and let's start off with the Black Reporter because his pants on the ground. You did your long-term. Did you tell us your long-term?
Actually, I did, but I'll do it again.
Okay.
Because we've got a
sex
few.
Sex only, or was it just sex only long-term?
Well, actually, I did them both because the top three were the same in both categories.
Okay,
well,
that's the top two then.
Cheater. Okay, well, no. Cheater. Okay. Shut up. Oh, okay. We're doing full long term relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Honesty. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Of all things,
mm-hmm.
Openness.
Mm-hmm.
Compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
Not shy to express your feelings
mm-hmm.
to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Give me one
She's
more.
Got to have a ring, huh?
Give me one more.
Trust.
Okay. Nope. Give me something else.
Oh, wonderful.
You know what I'm sitting up there using the sources? You're saying the same thing, but you're just using different words, so give me something else.
Okay, okay. Curiosity.
Say what?
Curiosity. The reason I say curiosity, and I don't mean it in a sexual term. I mean it in... Let me finish. Let me say what I want to say. Curiosity in the sense that be interested in what your partner does. Have an interest in their work. Have an interest in their likes. Have an interest in what they enjoy doing. Be curious about them. That's what I mean.
Don't. Good, but that's a little too much.
Huh?
That's a little too much time together. Yeah, that's a little too much. I mean, you know, it's fine to have interests, some of the same interests, and, you know, I can be interested in something you're interested in and vice versa, but then I got to have my interest and you got to have yours because we still need time apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Anything is not good for you.
Pardon me?
Too much of anything is not good for you. And for
this
person
and
is up in your face 24/7, you're going to get sick.
Oh no. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. That's
okay.
Not what I said.
Okay. moving right along. Blessed in the room. She did long-term relationships. Her number one is great overall character and communication. Nobody got a comment on that? We agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Identifiable speech is her number two. You have to have a sexy voice. I agree with
Ooh.
That. Not you.
Number
three, a J-O-B.
Hold up. That is the way. The way I see it right now. Nah.
You know?
Nah.
What you mean? This is her long term. What you mean? You don't have to have a job to be a good
man? I'm just pointing to know how to be for her like that.
You wait what?
Just playing. I wasn't being for you.
Okay. Number four, no criminal history. Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And number five, appealing in her eyes since she is the beholder.
Okay.
That's good,
right? Yeah, we didn't think about that.
Good.
We didn't think about that, no criminal history. Oh, man, yeah, that one, let me put that down.
Damn, June Buggy, don't make it.
Criminal history. And you know what? I say yes and I say no to that one. That one's a yes and a no. I guess it just depends on the situation. Because I live in New York City, and I don't know, maybe I'm just getting only half of the story, really, honestly. But or maybe I just don't want to believe the rest of the story. I don't know. But, you know, I was digging somebody, but every 5 minutes he was getting locked up.
I tell you,
he's getting locked up or he's in some type of fight. And he is the most smallest thing ever, like complete opposite of what I prefer. And this man's the most smallest thing ever, but he's, you know, like the big honcho.
Then what was the attraction?
He's the one with the big, what was the attraction? I'll have to say the mellowness. He was so mellow. He was so laid back. He was very demanding as far as...
Did he have an ego?
No, that's what I'm saying. He had a strong personality, but he was just so mellow. He wasn't all up in your face, but you knew
okay.
He was in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew he was in the room. So, you know, and I think that's what was attractive about him. And
now,
every 5 minutes, he was just getting into drama.
I've got one thing to say about the JOB part.
And because most people on here know me, they know that I am a journalist, but unfortunately I don't have a JOB for a simple reason. I can no longer work. But by the same token,
so you ain't no good to nobody. Don't try to butter it up.
No, you please.
Did I just stop him in his tracks, y'all?
That is the longest pause he's put in.
He just blinked like, what? He was just blinking. We just heard his eyelashes. What? He was not expecting that one. Like, you don't give to nobody. Damn.
Anyway, all
just high preference. That's just blessed preference. So we can't say that to everybody because, you know, some women don't give a damn. Some women feel like,
Well, I got to admit, I like a thug. He got to be, has some thug up in him. I can't handle passive man. I'm sorry. I'm too... My personality is too strong. So, I mean, he doesn't have to have a jail record, although in this day and age, most of them do.
Oh,
my God.
Blessed, I got to read this. I got to read this. Blessed have one more, and I got to read this because I have a story. She has another one. Someone who isn't the baby daddy of more than three kids. If we hooked up, a lot of check will go to child support. You know what, Blessed? You ain't never lied because I tell you today, somebody called me. Was like, yeah, what's up? How you doing? And I told him I had a party next week, you know, come support it. And I told him the price. He's like, oh, I don't know. I don't like really paying for the party. I got nine kids and three grandkids. I'm like, what? Mind you, I met him in person last week at another event, and he was pushing up on me and everything. And he looks like, wait, what? What you have, triplets somewhere in there? Like, you got three sisters.
Thank God I ain't got no kids.
Seven, got nine kids and three grandchildren. I'm like, I couldn't even imagine walking through that door.
Nope.
I can't imagine walking through that door. Can you imagine?
I got two kids. I know who they for, you know, and one of them's coming to see me in a few days, so.
But, you know, a friend of mine, she was like, you know, she got caught up into the high school thing with this guy. And come to find out, you know, she knew about the three, right? But she got pregnant bomb. Come to find out, her child made his 10th kid. So she was trying to take him to court. She wasn't getting no money, though, because he ain't have nothing to give her.
Ow.
My goodness. But that's another, we're going to talk about that, though. We're going to talk about that. Men and their kids. That's going to be our next
another topic for another time.
Yeah, another topic for another time. We're going to definitely talk about that, men and their kids.
How about men and women and their kids? How about that topic?
Huh?
Instead of just men and their kids, how about men and women and their kids? How about that?
That's true. That's true.
We'll do a two-part segment. 1 hour we'll do the baby mama drama, and the next hour we'll do the baby daddy drama. How about that?
I'm just saying, because it's just men.
It's saying.
And women got faults, like men got faults, too. Especially, I mean, I just...
We know we got faults. It's just that y'all faults hurt more than ours. But that's another story, too.
I can go on and on with you for that.
That's another topic in itself. Who faults hurt more? That's another topic in itself. Yeah,
that's a
lesson. Huh? I'm going to break out my old list since we gotta do a lot of our shows over.
Yeah. 347, have me forget. Go ahead.
989-0767. That's 989-0767. Right now, you're on the air with La Crush Hearts, Black Reporter, Lady J, Princess FAA, and Dave MFO. We are also in the chat room laughing it up, and we have Blessed Angel Eyes, who's definitely sharing her thoughts with us in the chat room. Who is dude on the line speaking who got stopped in his tracks? Well, you have Black Reporter. Say hi, Black Reporter.
Good evening.
And then you have Dave O. Say hi, Dave O.
What's up, Angel? You already know what it is.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Lady J. Say hi, Lady J.
Hello.
And you also have ew. You also have Princess FAA. Say hi, Princess.
Hey, sweetie. Mwah.
So you know the different voices. One thing I like about Asia, she always makes you think outside the box. Very true. Very true. Very true. That was a good one right there. Thank you, Angel. We got some new topics. We got some new topics. There we go. Okay, so we did Black Report. You out the box. Go sit down. Lady J, you second on the list. What are your sex-only benefits? You gave us your long-term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though you have not practiced, it's all y'all claim. Anyway, even though y'all claim y'all do not practice sex only, if you were, let's hypothetically speak now, what would be your top five qualities when you look for in a sex only?
Knowledge.
Knowledge?
Have to know what, yeah, you have to know what pleases me, and I'm going to have to know what pleases you, what's pleasant, my turn on, your turn on. My turn off, your turn off. So, you know, got to know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Imagination. Because, like I said, I like to try different things. So, you know, I don't want to try the norm. And I've already tried a lot of things. So, you know, you have to, and I have a very good imagination. So you have to be able to keep up with me there.
Mm-hmm.
A willingness to try new things.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be just sex only, monogamy. I mean, it's got to be that one-on-one. So it's like, if that's the only relationship we have there, I feel like it'll be enough. I got enough for you, so you don't have to go elsewhere for it. And besides, less chance you bringing me something that I'm not giving you.
But isn't it?
And trust. Because there's certain things I don't do, and I have to trust you not to try it. I mean, it might be one of your things, but, like, for instance, anal sex. If it hurts, I ain't trying it. I don't want it. Don't try it with me. Because my ex-husband has tried that, and I just reached between my legs and with my fingernails, and I have long nails. I just grabbed him under the sack and twisted. You hurt me, I hurt you. So, no, when I say no, 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 I mean, that's when you stop. So I have to trust you to stop when I say stop.
Well, let me put this note down. Do not hurt that chick.
Okay, okay.
We'll get balls twisted all the way off.
Oh, yeah.
Make note of it.
Okay, what about you, Princess? What's your top five?
Princess, before you start, just an update. For those Celtics fans out there, they did win tonight,
96-89. Yes. Anything other than Lakers, it could have been the Lakers versus the Yankees. I would still go for the Yankees. I hate the Lakers.
Thank you. I hope to
live.
Yes, I can't.
Yeah, they are so overrated. But anyway, Princess, you going to give us your top five qualities?
Okay, the five type, you know, my five qualities I look for in a man as far as this long-term thing is, you know, first thing first, you know, like Angel Eye said, communication. Communication got to be there because without that communication, you know, it can fail, you know. Also, comfort, you know, comfort me, you know, especially, you know, in bad times when I'm down. I definitely love a comforter, and if my men don't comfort me, you know, I'm going to look for comfort somewhere else. So he definitely has to comfort me. And honesty.
What the hell?
Wow. But yeah, honesty have to be there. I hate liars. You know, and
okay, whoever is in the background, please change rooms. You interrupting here. We was in a moment.
Was that was four, right?
You said honesty, communication, comforter.
Yeah.
That's three.
And loyalty. The loyalty got to be there as well. And love. Spoil me with your love.
I don't know about love, but you could definitely spoil me, wink, wink. But anyway, okay. All right, so that was top five. Dave O, Dave to the end.
Huh?
When it come to me and mom, remember one thing.
Your phone is crackling, Dave.
Always. Respect me, respect my family, respect my personal belonging, respect my house, damn it. Number two, I'm going to go with everybody else. Honesty, that's my number two thing right there. Like, you ain't got no honesty with me, I'm going to kick you out. Like, it's going to be done quick, fast, and a hurry. Number three, you got to have a banging personality. Be yourself. Number four, you got to be down for me. When I say down for me, I mean, don't worry about a whole bunch of, like, petty shit. Like, let that shit slide. Like, number five, please be on your own woman. I mean, be on your grown woman. I can see if you got out of job, fine. If you don't, and you good for one, that's good. But if you just sitting at home smoking and waiting on a man to do everything, fine. Hell no, it ain't gonna work.
Okay. Everybody's giving their top five.
That's me.
All right, so everybody giving their top five for long-term relationships. I'm going to read off Blessed top five. She wrote down in the chat room. One, someone who is not trying to fall for me or make me his woman. Some men are the new women these days. Two, someone who is willing to use protection. Three, someone who pleases me. Four, someone who is consistent. And five, someone who is not clingy. Well, that goes with one, she said. My number five, which is number one, is the things that I mentioned applies to those who want a relationship. He is just a sex toy, and that is it. Right. Oh, she said he must be clean. So since number five goes with number one, her new number five was he must be clean. And so
go into my number five. You gotta be on your own woman. Going to be on your own woman.
Okay, so my top five is this. One, you have to have a sense of humor. I can't mess with you if you ain't got a sense of humor. If you can't make me laugh, you're no good to me. Especially if you want to spend time with me, be around me, and you want us to be serious, you have to have a sense of humor. You got to be creative. I believe that as well. You have to want to do different things. You have to be active, want to go out, try new different things. You have to be creative in the bed, imaginative, all of the above. Number three, you have to have a fetish for me. You got to have a fetish. Full of crush. That's it. Like, when you look at me, I'm supposed to already know that I'm the only one that you're looking at. I don't care who else is in the building. I don't care who else is in the room. I don't care who else walked by you. But me, you gotta look at me. I gotta see it in your face. So you have to have a fetish for me. You gotta accept belly rolls, stretch marks, everything. You got pimples. You gotta accept it all. Missing teeth, whatever. You gotta accept it all. what was that, number four? And my number five, I definitely, I'm going to go with my number five. You got to, I'm going to say size matter, but if it's a long-term relationship, you got to bring something to the table. You know, I mean, you got to have some type of goals. You got to, you know, want to help with the household. You got to, you know, just basically be in your grown man. So I agree with you there, Devo. And those are my top five. Like I said, those are my top five. Okay, so let's ask this question. We all did, you know, what we want in a mate. But basically, as far as speaking, bringing it to the table, what do you personally bring to the table? What are your top five qualities that you yourself think of? So in whatever relationship, whether it be long-term, short-term, what can you or what do you bring to the table? You know, when they say lay your cards on the table, what is your cards? You know, what are your cards are? Black Report, I'm sorry I had muted you because you had a loud background, but now you're back on.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you, dear. And I appreciate you muting me because my niece can get very loud at times, and she don't
okay,
give
okay.
a damn.
Okay, we don't need that. We don't need that explanation.
Okay.
So we don't have to know about all that.
Okay.
okay, so that's basically the next question for the next segment. However, I'm going to go into a song break, and we're going to come back and play some music real quick. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what you bring to the table. How about that? Y'all down with that?
Do you realize we
okay.
just went an entire hour without playing one record? This is our first record we're playing for the night?
Yes, I did. I did that purposely. Thank you very much.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. I'm
going to Well,
go
and we kept it going.
Okay. And we're going to come back. Okay, folks? So we're going to start off with some poetry.
Live your dreams. Live your dreams. Dream small. Dream large. Dream. Just dream. Dream real. Dream light. And believe. Don't fall. Don't wait. Don't lose yourself. Believe your dream. Realize you need to want. You need to feel. Think it and just believe. Dream. Dream that you can make it. Dream real. Believe it real. Make it real. Don't dream. Just do it. Believe you can. Believe and live. Live your dream. Live your life. Live your life. Dreams do come true. Your life.
It ain't a man on the planet that she can't seduce. Tight, warm, and wet, never dry and loose. What we freaking? I see your knees wiggin'. I look down at your feet and see secretions leaking. Dripping down on the ground. Drip drop, you can hear the sound. Black and swinging, never stinks. Good enough for taste and drink. Lemonade and tropical punch. Total package all in one bunch. Breakfast, appetizer, dinner, and lunch. My stomach growling, I'm about to munch. Some say it tastes like chicken and pea, but ooh wee, it's singing looking at me. I glaze that ass for hours, like honey baked ham.
But I didn't take a shower.
Baby, I don't give a damn. It tastes like turkey and dressing, so I'm saying my blessing. Pass the cranberry and top it off with a cherry. Lock and load, now watch the cock explode. And when it get too cold, it tastes like rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Pussy juice running down the back of your knees. I make pussy mouth wash and pussy for breath. Sometimes I'm feeling weird, pussy juice be all in my lips. I let my tongue dip, and the tip flips fast. Like a whiplash on a black dick ass. Got my whole mouth looking like Mac.
They didn't like that one.
Ooh.
What was that?
Wow.
Who didn't like that one?
I just blog talk, they liked that one. They cut that one short.
Oh,
they
wow.
They cut that one short.
Who didn't?
That blog talk must have They must have did that one. Before. Ooh. That was Hard Face with Pussy Juice. Only I will find that, right? Shit. If y'all go
One I've never heard.
Yeah. The
And chances are you won't hear again.
Betsy Hughes, Live Your Dream. Before that, Betsy Hughes, man, cool. She got a show out here and all that good stuff. So those are two independent artists. You know, they told me I couldn't play copywritten music, but you know, we don't know that. But they told me that I had to play pod safe music. So those are two independent artists, spoken word artists, so, you know, and all that good stuff. If you are an artist and you have a song you would like to submit for consideration to play on Soul Fantasy Radio, please send an email to submit@soulfantasyradio.com. Once again, that's submit@soulfantasyradio.com. All right, folks, top of the hour. I left y'all with the question. What do you bring to the table? What are your, top five qualities that a person, whether it be sex only or relationships, will find in you? And we're going to go back with Dave 704. What are your top five qualities that you bring to the table?
Well, the one quality, you got a banging personality.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I always try to spoil my woman, show my woman is happy.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own style of appearance. I don't dress like everybody.
You cross-dress?
Number four, I'm respectful. Disrespect nobody. If they disrespect, I'm quiet about it. I'll be you alone for a couple of days. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Five, I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. I'm doing independence. I'm not relying on nobody. I might be home with the fam now, but I'm getting out of the fam house soon. That's all I got.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. All right. And, Princess, what are your top five qualities?
Number one, I'm a go-getter.
I thought you said go-digger, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Man, I thought you said that too.
I'm a go-getter. I'm going to definitely bring the love, and lots of it. I'm going to definitely be faithful. He's going to get, more than a woman. I'm more than a woman. He's going to get a lot, And spice.
All right. She going to bring some Cajun pepper to the relationship, nigga.
Some with shock chicken.
See, this is why y'all can't. Oh, look, radio, y'all should have just let me go. All right, Lady J, what are your top five qualities? And don't say salt sugar.
Well, I am loyal to a fault. I'm loyal because I expect the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be rich, but I have my own business.
Ooh.
And it's legal.
Ooh. even better.
Yeah. I'm intelligent and creative. I'm a writer. And actually, I'm writing a play that would fit in very good with last Tuesday's subject.
Okay.
What was that, four?
Mm-hmm.
And imaginative.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Black reporter.
Huh?
I don't believe you. What's your, besides your pants, what else you bring into a relationship?
Pants on the ground. You're wrong. Once again. You're wrong. Actually, while people were giving theirs, I did mine for both lists.
Mm-hmm.
So I have both lists ready.
Okay.
We're doing long-term relationship. What I bring to a long-term relationship?
Whatever you feel.
Okay. To a long-term relationship, I bring intelligence,
mm-hmm.
Personality,
mm-hmm.
Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hustler. And let me explain that one.
No, you ain't gonna. We know what that means. Go ahead, next.
Okay, and I consider myself attractive. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Tyson Beffer. What else is for sex only? What are you bringing?
Well, I want to hear your top five.
Top five for what?
For a regular relationship, what do you bring to the table?
Tell me, what do you think I bring to the table?
Oh, no. You don't answer a question with a question, my dear. Oh, no. We ain't playing that game here.
Obviously, I don't bring nothing to the table because I haven't been in a long-term relationship in a matter of years. So I really don't bring that much to the table. I mean, you know, what you see is what you get. For real, what you see is what you get. I'm a jolly person. I love to smile, love to laugh, have a great sense of humor. I'm a homebody, but, you know, I'm willing to, you know, try new things, try different, you know, different things. I am not, like I said before, I don't consider myself to be freaky, but I am open sexually. I'm a sexual open sexually. I really don't have that many limitations. I just don't do anal. I'm not going to swallow and some other stuff, but that's another story.
Okay.
That's basically it. I'm a swinger, so you're going to have to respect that, you know.
Okay.
Will it change if we're in a long-term relationship? Yeah, maybe, but... long-term relationship is not my thing, really. Like, even if he was to get into a long-term relationship, it's just not my thing. Like, I would like somebody consistent, but as far as, like, oh, you're my man, or I'm your girl, and all that other stuff, that's too much headache. Now, that's a waste of my time. But anyway,
okay.
Move on. What blessed
okay.
brings table to a long-term relationship is, one, she brings intelligence. She holds 3 degrees and working on another one, which means she works.
Go for it.
She work and own her own house, a car, et cetera. Two, she brings that Southern hospitality from Georgia and has family values instilled in me. That means I cook, clean, and all that good stuff. She brings excellent communication and good character, respectful, faithful, etc. She's eye-pleasing appearance, and fun to be around. And she's just fun-loving. That is great. Ooh. Awesome.
Now, you did ask me for my top five. Sexual, in a sex-only relationship, my top five things I would bring to the table.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it the same as your top five for a long-term relationship?
No. No.
Really?
It's not.
That's
really.
Funny. That's funny. You couldn't find...
Why?
Because you couldn't find five different things to find in another person, but you found 10 different things to find in yourself?
Yeah.
So that means you want to bring more to the table than she is?
No, not necessarily. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it that way.
Yeah. So why can't you find 5 different things? 10 different things?
No, I just think that 3 of the things belong in both lists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the honesty, openness, and compatibility are requirements in both lists. And that's how important I, you know, and at the age that I am, and I'll be the first to admit, I wasn't always honest, I wasn't always open, I'm trying to show that I can be better in my future relationships than I was previously, you know, and, you know, these days I've been honest to a fault.
Okay.
you know, to seriously, you know. So it's not that I couldn't think of it. I just think that's the importance that they should be in. That's where that comes from.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
So what's the top 5?
Okay. I'm very affectionate. I'm very oral. I'm very open-minded. I'm going to make sure you get yours. and I'm very vocal. You know.
Bitch.
What? Why? What?
Oh. Yes, Daddy.
She just abuses me, doesn't she? She just abuses me, doesn't she?
Oh, my spine hurts. Oh, your pants on the ground. Yes, Daddy. Yes.
That's what the show's going to be, pants on the ground.
That's your thing. That's your niche, man. You should take that. Sex only. That's your niche. Mm-hmm. Sex only. That's your next round.
No.
What, bitch? What? Woo! What up, Big Ash B? And what's going on, Coach?
You're wrong, Crush.
Why I gotta be wrong?
Because you're wrong.
What's up, Big Ash? Why I gotta be wrong?
And why you gotta go there?
First of all, I didn't say anything that you didn't say, except for pants on the ground. That's the only thing I added. Everything else you said. You the one who said that she was vocal, and when you say that, that was the first thing that popped in. Yeah, bitch, what? That was the first thing that popped in my head.
The fact that that popped into your head is wrong. That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying, like, that's what...
You know that's not what I was talking about either. You being silly.
Can you imagine smacking that ass? Yeah. Hold up. Got to take my medicine.
And y'all not helping me at all. I thought y'all was my friends.
Nobody
Lady J and Princess.
Right? Nobody came to your aid, right? Nobody said
nothing.
They just like, mm.
I bet y'all was my friends.
The only thing coming to my mind is I have a lot to do this weekend, and that song is going to pop into my head every inopportune time, and I'm going to bust out laughing and look like a fool.
Princess, you mighty quiet over there in the corner. What's up with you?
Just listening and enjoying the show.
Hey, you're not coming to my defense?
You know, like,
negative.
See, cause the same thing went through her mind, too. When you said you was very vocal, what does that mean from your point of view? Like, that's something you need to elaborate on. Okay, you're a hustler, you're a vocal hustler. What does that mean?
Okay. When I say I'm a hustler,
get to the vocals part. Get to the vocal part. We know what the hustle
okay.
is.
And sensuality, you know, I love to talk while making love. You know?
So I wasn't wrong.
Huh?
So I wasn't wrong then.
Well, you was wrong in saying pants on the ground. that wasn't what I normally say.
That wasn't you saying that. That was her saying that. Yes, Daddy, your pants is on the ground. That was her. That's what I was saying. You know, like, yeah. What's my name? Reporter, what?
You are.
Reporter, what? Say it! Eyes bulging out your head. Say it!
I And you know that last one, I'm not complaining too much about it because there's an inch of truth in that. So.
Oh my goodness. Sweat all on his forehead, beads of sweat, eyes popping in there. He's turning beet red. He grabbing onto something. He just man tight.
Will you please?
He just man tight. Just stiff. He just stiff. Looking like a board, like she getting spanked with a board.
They left me, didn't he?
Wham.
They left me, didn't he? Crush, you didn't hear me, did I? Did you?
What?
I said, Devo left me, didn't he?
Devo left you, Devo. Welcome to the show, Big Ashby, and welcome to the show, Coach. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
I ain't leaving right here.
Okay, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I'm sitting here, oh my, lonesome. I need help.
I was eating burger, turkey shed, and when I heard what was going on,
yeah, that's what
I dropped it. It's your damn fault. I dropped that beer. It was
I'm
all
sorry.
Well, let it sent to
oh, me. That's why you didn't hear him. He had to fold up you. Now you're going to go to Florida.
Oh, my God.
Dave-O, was your pants on the ground? Was your pants on the ground, Dave-O?
No, my burger was on the ground.
Burger on the ground, burger on the ground. Pick up and dust that burger off the ground. I was just playing.
Okay, now they're going with it. Now they're running with this, and I'll be next.
Burger on
but
the ground.
But you heard that from
dust it off and beat your burger off the ground. We're talking about, we was just talking about the top five qualities in relationship that you look for in a long-term relationship and the top five qualities you look for in a short-term relationship. And then that was the first hour. And now we were just talking about, you know, what are the top five qualities that we bring to a relationship as individuals, what we bring to the table, what are our top five qualities. And Black Reporter was sharing his for his sex only. And his last comment was, his last quality was that he was vocal. And, you know, I've been giving him the pants on the ground movement all night. So, you know, he came up with the pants on the ground. He vocal, and I just gave my rendition of that situation.
And called me my freaking burger.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, bro.
That was a grandma special home recipe freaking turkey burger.
Ooh. Oh, ooh. Man, Dave-O, you got to grip it. You got to grip it.
That was a fourth of a pound of dairy,
right.
Damn it.
You got to take lessons from Black Reporter and grip that ass.
Shut up. I was just about to take a bite out of it, and when I dropped it.
How you drop it? At what part did you drop it? When he said he was vocal?
No, after you pants on the ground thing. Then
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Crush.
That's the situation, man. You know, sometimes some people talk, and when they say something, you imagine in your head, right? So I'm just imagining in my head. I'm imagining the Black Reporter in his bedroom with his dickies on around his ankles, with his belt and all his keys lying on the ground, and he got this
and
girl.
I'm trying to imagine that burger going into my mouth.
And he, you know, he got the girl bent over, and he just looking real sick in the face. He got
okay,
a real serious look, and his eyes are bulging on his head, and he concentrating because, you know, he don't want to nut quick. So he concentrating. he got the beads of sweat on his forehead, and I just and he holds on to her waist, and he just pumping. He just be breaking on her, because I just imagine, like, I don't know.
You imagine yourself.
Huh?
You imagine yourself. put his eye in.
They know what I'm talking about. See, it's a lady thing. It's a lady thing. You walk in and they be like, "Hey, baby." They have that back daddy voice. "Hey, baby." All right.
Y'all
no good. See, y'all not even helping me out. Y'all supposed to be telling me to stop.
Nobody's telling
me to stop.
You're on a roll. What?
You kept sending me messages. I like you, baby. I like big women like you, baby. That's what he wrote. This other man kept calling me today. "Hey, what's up? You didn't get my message? What?" So I kept sending you messages on Facebook. You see, I don't like Facebook. Facebook be playing with my emotions. Why y'all made me put my number up there? Now they won't stop calling. You know that bullshit. Damn Facebook. Damn you. See, y'all know good.
Aww.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is David.
Princess, what about you? You already did yours. What you bring to the table? Don't lie.
Top five. So now it's just me ranting. Unless y'all want to add something to the table. Massage your pants. Pick up those keys.
Well, yeah.
Do you have a lot of keys on your ring? Do you have a lot of keys?
Girl,
actually,
I have a lot of.
No, Black Report, you got a lot of keys. I just imagine.
Nope. And I know where you're going with that too.
Hey, just
nope.
Got the trucker hat on.
I know where you're going with that. As nope.
I just imagine you got a lot of keys. What? What are you talking about? Just asking if you got a lot of keys. Why gotta be going
somewhere with that? Anyway. Yeah. So,
what's the sexiest thing you said to a woman, Black Reporter?
I don't know.
In the bedroom, what's the sexiest thing you said to her?
Like I said, I don't know.
Wow.
You
don't even know what you're saying?
No. It's not that I don't know what I'm saying, but, you know, just to pinpoint one thing is the sexiest thing I've ever said to a woman.
All right, then pinpoint what have you ever said to a woman. Just pinpoint it, damn it. Give me something to work with. What's something you said to a woman?
Well, just how she feels and
how
her body feels.
How you telling her how she feels?
No, I mean,
how she feels
to me.
Oh, like what? Oh, that looks good. That feels good.
Your skin is soft as silk. Your eyes are very, very deep. What?
Black Report, you did not be saying that. You feel like a blanket, baby.
Whatever.
You mad silky. What you use, Dove? See, y'all no good. Y'all let me go along with this. All right, Black Ops, I'm going to stop picking on you. Dave-O.
Yo.
Dave-O, what's the sexiest thing you said to him in the bedroom? My dick no.
Shit, I don't remember.
You see, we men don't have the memories y'all women have.
Okay, here's
the
kind of the same question, guys. What's the biggest pickup line you've ever used on a woman?
My dick
or the most effective?
But that shit either.
I'm a music producer.
I mean, there's the corniest ones that I've ever heard, but,
you use and you got some new. You got all that new in your heyday. What you use to get that new?
No.
You know what you remind me of?
What?
I use Yahoo Messenger. That little audible.
Oh, please.
No money. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
No, y'all don't. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I got to get that for you.
She said Yahoo
and you're
right.
No.
Yeah.
No. See?
Okay, I know.
Damn. That's exactly how you sound.
Actually, I kind of like that.
Oh, it's on now.
That's you.
What?
That's you.
Who? That's who?
I done heard it all.
That's the black reporter.
Shut up.
Look, I'm vocal.
Oh, it's on now.
That's your ass right there.
It's Stick on Francis night, evidently.
That is you.
You go owe me, Crush. You go owe me. Big
okay.
time. Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, I should have done this earlier.
Oh, wow.
I'll wait to see what's next.
You're such a cheater. Stop it, LaCrosse. You're such a cheater. Y'all know good. Anyway, y'all listen to Full Fantasy Radio, The Crushed and Lost the Marbles. Black reporter, his two-tone ass cheeks. He did it to me.
What? What? And how would you know that?
I don't, but the imagination is a crazy thing, man. I really don't.
This is true.
It's hilarious. Even if it wasn't so, just thinking that it is hilarious.
Fuck you.
That's what you be
saying? I'm so sorry.
Fuck you.
Huh?
That's what you be saying to her? Fuck you. That's your pickup line? I'm going to fuck you.
Nah.
Ew, that's what you be doing the post sex? Oh, man. Black reporter. You did that. You should have just left it alone when I said leave it alone. You did that, black reporter. You did that. It's all on you.
Oh, it is, huh?
Mm-hmm. Your fault.
Be that way.
No. All right, so Dave-O, you got to have some type of line. You're 21 years old. You that nigga. I mean, it got to be something that you tell the ladies to get your little, you know, got to be something you tell them, something you remember about it. I mean, you only do long-term relationships, right? So, therefore.
I'll say this. I come top of it. It's always something different. I don't always say the same thing over and over and over again. That's why I don't remember, because I just come off the top of the head. If I don't get to know somebody, I'm going to tell them that. If I'm feeling their personality, that's what I'm going to say.
No. You know,
I always know my
Puerto,
friendship
know
level being sucked up in that. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. So what was the last line you used?
I ain't used no line. Are you not paying attention?
Yeah, you just said you tell them whatever it is. So what was the last thing you said to a woman?
What I just say.
What you mean what you just say? I don't know what you just said.
It's been so long to tell you, but I don't remember.
Oh, okay. It's been that long. Okay.
Yeah. Try a year and a half.
About a year and a half? Well, you were still a teenager when you had some pussy?
Hey, don't play me.
Don't play you. It's too long for me to play you, man. It's too long ago for me to play you. I'm just saying. You the one who said it. Now, which one is it? Either you get the pussy or don't get the pussy. Which one is it?
I get pussy.
You just didn't get pussy often.
Get it from everybody.
You just don't get it often then.
Why does it matter anyway? If I don't,
it don't matter. But I'm just saying, you happen to be online. I mean, are we looking for a male's perspective?
Just making conversation. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just making conversations.
All right.
That's it.
And Black Reporter pulls his chair to the corner and just stays out.
I'll tell you the last line that was used on me. And I thought it was so funny. I was walking down the street, and I was actually downtown Baltimore, which is crowded. Guy walked past me, and he looked good, so I turned around and looked. He was still watching. I turned my head and I'm going on. He walks up behind me, and I'm short. And he was like 5'11". And he leans over and he whispers in my ear, "I want to lick you like a lollipop and make you come like Kool-Aid."
Hello.
And I was done. I thought that's what I heard, but I wasn't sure. And I was like, huh? So he said it again. And he had that deep, deep voice. And he said,
"Ooh.
I want to lick you like a lollipop and make you come like Kool-Aid."
I don't get that.
Yeah.
What kind of Kool-Aid? You should ask him what Kool-Aid.
Now you know it's gotta be red Kool-Aid.
I don't want that red Give me that invisible flavor. I don't want that red kind.
That's
what that
raspberry.
Red? That red would be like, what that red be like? How you found me, Dave?
And what was the result of that, my dear?
He became my pet.
You see how she put that in her pet, huh?
He became my pet. That's what he was, my pet.
Like Kool-Aid. Hey, Blessed, welcome back, girl. She couldn't go to sleep. This is not sexy. Welcome back. I'm not messing with y'all. Red Kool-Aid and lollipop. Pants on the ground.
Actually, Crush, you know there is actually a clear Kool-Aid that has,
I know. It's called the Invisible. I know.
Yeah.
Turkey burgers on the ground and stuff. Man, listen. But let me remind people to join us Tuesday at 9 p.m., June 15th. Our topic is Peggy Adams' Bill. The Bills. If you don't know about the Bills, you need to find out about the Bills. Do your research. Peggy Scott Adams had a song about Bill. And Bill was basically the best friend of her man who actually...
We'll go into more later on.
Yeah, husband and Bill was doing it, basically. what else y'all want to bring to the table? What about you, Princess FAA?
Well, some of the things that I remember.
You got stomach cramps. What?
Saying from past relationship I got out of. You know, I love you, you know, I want to marry you. And him, you know, screaming my name. And I'm screaming his name in the bed.
I'm going to tell y'all this, okay? Recent days, like a few days ago, my stalker and I was trying to get rid of him. Like, I don't want to mess with you no more, don't call me no more, blah, blah, blah. He kept calling me, whatever. Right? So he called me, and he was like, "LaCrush, I love you, LaCrush. Don't do this to me, LaCrush. I'm sorry, LaCrush. Don't do this. I love you. I said, don't love me. Like, no, what do I have to do, LaCrush? Why are you doing this to me? Blah, 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 blah. So I said, I said, what do you want? I got nothing for you. It's like I got herpes. He said, I want them too. I'm like, wait, what?
What?
Wait. Is this the character
no,
I know
about?
About?
Don't ask about no questions, damn it. Just listen
okay,
to the
okay,
story.
Okay. Okay. No problem. No problem.
Just listen to your story. Like,
I want your herpes.
Exactly the same way y'all reacted, I reacted too. I said, wait, what? He said, I got herpes. He said, I want them too. And he was dead serious. His voice, he never smirked, he never laughed, he never did nothing. He was like, I want them too. I love you. I'm obsessed with you, LaCruz. I'm obsessed with you, LaCruz.
Anything to share with his lady.
I want to, exactly. I want to marry you. I want to marry you. No, no, all that. That ain't nasty. That's nasty. No, all that. Don't say no, all that's just nasty. Don't say no shit like that. Bitch, I don't believe you. That's what you're supposed to say. Some shit like that. Don't sit there saying, nah, I'll take them too. No. I want them too. I'll take anything you give me. I'll take anything you give me. If you don't go sit down and stop calling me. Yes, are calling me for real. Like I could not get rid of this dude.
I'm sitting here hearing this, and I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was him.
To this day, the person still calls. I can't get rid of him, no matter what. We meet up tomorrow. As a matter of fact, we're going to McDonald's to hash things out.
Why?
Hey, y'all listen to Full Fantasy Radio with La Crush, Black Reporter, Lady J, Princess FAA, and Dave Obe. And the number to call in, 347-989-0767. The topic for tonight was, what are your top five qualities for a long-term relationship and your top five qualities for a sex-only relationship? And what are the top five qualities that you bring to a relationship? We got 18 minutes remaining on the clock. You can call in at 347-989-0767, or you can join us in the chat room. We have Blessed who came back. Hey, Blessed. Dave O, Princess, and Coach. What's up, Coach? And they are in the chat room. So if you would like to share anything in the chat room, let me know. I'll read it out, let people know what you think about it. Princess. Princess, have you ever approached a man?
No.
You never approached a man that you was interested in?
No. I always, you know, been the one that wait for him to make the first move because first, you know, I'm a little shy, especially when I meet somebody for the first time. So I'm normally not the one that make the first move and approach.
And what about you, Lady J? Have you ever approached a man?
I like older guys, and, you know, I always looked older than my age. So when I was 13, a friend of my father's was at the house, and he brought his brother with him, who was, of course, younger, but he was older than me. He was 22. I was 13. And I just kept looking at him. I mean, I was just so fascinated with this guy. I thought he was the most handsome thing. And he asked his brother, who was I? His brother, who was 44 and way too old for me and a friend of my father's, said, oh, that's my woman. She's 13. He said, oh, she's jailbait. I said, jailbait? I said, nigga, I'm going to be your wife. 6 years later. Never saw him again. 6 years later, I saw him. We started dating. I married him, and it lasted 16 years.
Wow.
Aww. Kiss y'all.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I've approached a couple of guys. I go up to you like, why you acting like that? He's like, what? That's my line, y'all. Why you acting like that? Go up to somebody, care who they around, just get up into their face. They're like, why you acting like that? Can you look at me like, what? Why you acting like I'm not scrumptious?
Like what?
I like that.
Like you're not scrumptious.
Why
oh my
you
God.
Like I'm not scrumptious. That's my line.
I like that.
Take it.
like that.
That's my shit. Nobody take you. You got to get up real close, like y'all nose to nose. And you looking at you. Because normally you guys do it to somebody that's been looking at y'all. Y'all been eyeballing each other half of the night. He looking at you. You looking at him. Looking at you. But he not going to approach. He's with his boys, but he's still looking at you. So I get up real close to his face, like nose to nose, and I whisper to him, like basically only me and him hear it. I'm like, why you acting like that? He be like, what? I'm like, why you acting like I'm not scrumptious? And then he'll laugh and he'll blush. Because I'm a G, dude.
at this point, you and I are going on the dance floor.
What do you mean? I say you wasn't scrumptious. You are scrumptious, you know. And then you try to play that. I'm like, I know I'm scrumptious, but you acting like I'm not scrumptious, and you trying to hurt my feelings. What's that about? The conversation just go back and forth like that. But anyway, that's just my line. That's my line. Those are my lines, and I use it, and it's worked a couple of times.
It's your line, and you're sticking to it, huh?
And it didn't work a couple of times. It didn't work a couple of times. It didn't work a couple of times, but that's all right. The most memorable thing I tell you a man did was me was this man, he was everything I liked, but he didn't have the height, but he's everything I liked. And then I was going home, I was tired, I had lost the earring, my hair was, you know, it was just that end of the day, like, you know, your shirt half tucked in, half out, you dragging your feet, you just trying to make it home. And I was on a mission. I was actually coming out from school in downtown Brooklyn. I went to all-girls school in St. Joseph, shout out to St. Joseph, and we was coming home, and I'm walking up Fulton Street, and I'm just trucking. I'm not paying attention to nobody right now. I just need to get to my bus stop so I can get home. When I'm trucking, and this man, like, passed me. I glanced at him, like, ooh. And I kept walking. I didn't stop, and I just kept walking. Next thing you know, this man pops up side by side. He's matching my step. And he walking and walking and walking and walking. He was like, you busy? I'm like, nigga, I'm walking home. Like, what? He like, you busy? I'm like, am I busy? I'm like, yes, I'm going home. He's like, no, I mean, are you busy, busy? Because I'm on my lunch break. I work around the corner at such and such place, and I need to get me some deodorant and stuff like that from Conway's. Can you come approach, you know, walk with me to Conway's and stuff? I'm like, wait, what? Can I walk with you? No, I'm going home. Please, please, don't only take me 10 minutes. Don't only take me 10 minutes. To, you know, because I was passing the Conway's. So I was like, all right, fine. Because he was cute. So we go to Conway's or whatever, whatever. This man stops me in the middle of the damn aisle, and he wear glasses. So he was like, who I remind you of? And he looking up and, like, you know, looking away from me. And I'm like, what? He's like, who I remind you of? He takes off his glasses, and he looking up. He was like, some people tell me I remind somebody. Who I remind you of? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I don't look like Joe? Joe who? Joe the singer? And this man starts singing one of Joe's songs. I want to know what's in the middle of the damn thing, mad loud. Everybody looking like, and I'm like, oh, shit. See? This is where you need
only,
to go.
Only in New York.
Exactly. Only in New York. He's like, that sound look like Joe. Like, nigga, you don't sound like him. And he's like, yeah, I know, but, you know. At least I'm close to him. He was my first.
I want a man to sing to me.
Not like that, you don't. You thought I was bad, Dave. Like that right there was like, uh-uh.
Now you see, I just found out something just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Princess and Devo, I don't know about the two of you, but three of us here are ex-Catholic school graduates. What does that say?
No, we not. I mean, that was...
Oh, well, you you're not?
What?
Huh?
You gotta be perverted.
Ex-what?
Catholic school graduates.
Well, not so much graduates, but at least went to Catholic school. And no, you don't have to be converted. No.
I didn't say converted, I said perverted.
Oh, that's true. Well, actually, that I was about to say, yeah, because there was an old saying that the biggest freaks are in Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to an all-boys school. I mean, I know Crush has been saying she went to an all-girls school, and I remember one time, didn't you tell me that you went to an all-girls school also, Lady J?
Yep, and okay. Graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what he did. I want to know what time you are. was like, wait, what?
What?
Exactly. Exactly how I was. What? She's like, stop. Please, stop.
We got 10 minutes, people.
I don't know about 11 minutes.
We got 10 minutes, people. Okay, so that's my story, I'm sure. All right, so Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what about you? I'm sure you picked up women from the bars, picked up women from... What about you? What's your memorable pickup moment?
Well, one of the most memorable was I used to do a happy hour at this club in the area in Lafayette. And this is in the 70s. No.
Oh, you said you used to do a happy hour?
I was a DJ. What? What's so funny? What?
We're not talking about the one in the truck, are we?
No, we're not talking about the one in the truck.
Okay.
No. We're not going there. We're not going there.
Go ahead, DJ Reporter. What was you doing at the Reporter? What you doing?
I just finished doing my DJing, and the situation was at the time the club was allowed employees, well, DJs to drink as much, you know. Of course it was eventually taken out of your pay at the end, but I was making enough
to
where.
Let's get to the point where you meet the girl.
Okay.
We don't want to know about all that. Let's get to the point where you meet the girl.
Okay. So I'm buzzing off of about 3 or 4 Long Island teas, okay? And I went to meet up with a lady after, you know, who was in the crowd in the club after I finished DJing. And she, and I mean, this was during Reasons, and I was really hurt and brokenhearted. And she told me no, and to dance on Reasons. So I was, you know, hurt and brokenhearted, walked outside. Then a lady who I had no clue who she was.
Wait, she told you no to what? You asked her to dance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Asked her to dance on Reasons.
Stop crying.
And then I go outside, you know, just frustrated and everything. And then I get followed outside by a much older but full-figured sister. And she kind of said, I saw what happened. And I said, I'm sorry. And she said, come here. And she gave me a kiss.
Aww.
I said, thank you. And we spent the rest of the evening together. And there was no, I mean, we met and everything. And there was no knock down, drag out, maybe fuck your brains out till the morning time story. But it was just the softness and everything that came through, and I don't know where that story came from, but for some reason it just came to my mind when you were talking about, you know, your story and everything, and I'm saying, okay, interesting.
Your neck.
So. Huh?
Your neck.
What?
Neck don't mean the same thing nowadays, do it, y'all? Neck do not
shut
mean
up. Shut up.
Why I gotta shut up? I'm just showing the difference in time.
Yeah.
Y'all know neck does not mean the same thing it did back then. Y'all was necking what? That does not mean the same.
True.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are crazy. I've come to that conclusion, y'all. Don't get me.
Princess, what about you?
She shit hugs.
Princess, what about you?
I did mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? To assist you with what, Devo? Is he gone?
Devo?
Oh,
yeah.
Sugar, honey, iced tea. You hung up?
Here.
Oh.
Oh, there he is.
So what you gonna get your personal assistant for? What you be doing?
I just not on no budget.
You said you ain't got no budget. What?
I be doing a whole bunch of shit.
Oh.
Oh.
Your phone is crackling, so it be cutting in and out. It just said, okay. Well.
Oh, I all thought
right.
He was making him another burger.
You know what? That's a good idea. Good thing when I drop my first one, I back up one.
There you go. Always have a backup.
All right,
always.
So we're going to wind down the show now, huh?
It's crap for all for me dropping this one.
Okay, here go a kiss for your burger. Not the same, right?
December, so you might want to save that.
It's not the same, right? All right, folks, we're going to wind down. We got 4 minutes remaining on the clock. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and having fun with us on the brand new Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your host, Ms. LaCrush Hearts. I want to thank Dave O, representing North Carolina, Princess FAA, representing South Carolina, Lady J, representing Baltimore, and my co-host for the evening, Mr. Black Reporter, representing South Louisiana. I also want to thank Blessed and Dave and Sun 752, Big Ashby, and Coach. Thank you all for tuning in. Area code 443-449. Thank you for keep calling and hanging up. But I appreciate you tuning in with us and having a good time. Hope y'all all enjoy the brand new Phone Fantasy Radio Show. We got 4 minutes. This is the time where I let my guests on the phone say their shout outs, dedication, and all that goodbyes and stuff. So go ahead, Dave-O.
Everybody that's in here. I'm not real good with names, but I want to say shouts out to everybody in here, making my first time on the show, making it enjoyable and very full of entertainment. So shout out to that. Shout out to NC. So, where I'm from.
Don't make it the last time either. Don't make it your last time.
Lakers really likes to have another male in the room.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. But actually, it didn't make any difference because I still got my ass kicked, so.
And they dragged me in, too.
you're a newbie, so, you know, it wasn't too much damage to you today.
Today.
No damage to me at all. I got cooked. That bag up.
Okay, Princess.
Since I love giving out the kisses, I'm gonna give a kiss to everybody. Mwah.
Thank you, dear.
Ow.
Lady J.
And as always, I have a blast on the show. And I like the new show. So shout out to Miss Juicy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And to my LaCrush fam, good night.
Good night.
Good night, Larry J.
And what about you, Black Reporter? Hurry up, you guys, less than a minute.
What time there was, there ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow's in here, don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for everything. Granted, we didn't play anything you wanted to hear because we didn't play any records tonight, but you heard what we were talking about. On your face, full of big smile, we will see you in a little while. And until we see you again, you are in. And the Crush family is out.
All right, folks. Yes, this is the show. We got 90 seconds remaining. I want to remind everybody to join us Tuesday at 9 p.m. right here on Phone Fantasy Radio as we talk about the cleanup man named Bill in reference to Peggy Scott Adams. Bill, definitely check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Add us to your friends. Sign up. It's free. All that good stuff. The site is coming away. Our contests are coming our way. Our raffles are coming our way. I got big plans for the new Soul Fantasy Radio, so we're starting fresh. And I speak to everyone on Tuesday, 9 p.m. 347-989-0767. Add it to your phone as the radio show, and that's our new number now. Our new home is blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and everything else, just LaCrushHearts. All right, so good night, everyone, and mwah to everyone.
Good night, all. Thank you, Juicy.
Thank you, Juicy.